Openek, and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Rock Crawford, with my co-host, Anthony.
Tyrone Howard.
And we are here ready for our fifth show already.
Fifth show, number five.
Man, you know what? Time is flying.
Yep.
This is our fifth show.
Yes, it is.
Man, I can't tell you how much time has flew in between our shows. This is absolutely amazing. But today, we just, you know, we thought we'd do something different. Have like a freestyle show.
Yep.
You know, because we did the one, you know, everybody did get to hear our Shake Up the Place.
Yeah.
You know, I forget which show that was, but we did play it some time back. So sometimes we've been known to get together and make a little
Just music. For the pleasure of making music. And,
yeah.
You know, the lost art of just like us making some music and having some fun and
cool,
kicking the beat.
Cool. So we want to get right into it. Freestyle show?
Show.
How should we do it? Like what? Take turns? Oh, just whatever. Just
take turns. All right, here we go.
I'm going to rock the beat.
Okay. Yo, I just got back some money. Yo, I just got back some money. Yo, I just got back some money. Yo, I just got back
money.
Yo, I just got back some money. Yo, I just got back
money.
Yo, I just got back some money. Yo, I just got back
money.
Yo, I just got back some money. We in Amsterdam and got no cheese. Just rock the show but ain't got no green. It's time to get on these IDs quick. Hit up these clients, see what they working with. Yeah, I could do a website shit. Hit me with a payment and I hit you right quick. Got the web skills and I do it right quick. Got the HTML, XML, and the flash. Break it on down, yo, I do it in the dash. I got the skills to pay the bills. We in Amsterdam, we got those frills. Yo, got the clams in the club. In Mr. Woo's, yo, been getting our rub on. This tub on, gonna get the dub on. Got the rubber dub dub, got the sun on. My shoulders back shine, if I got mine. I got the B in my pocket, is a new shine. I gotta kick it back to the essence. I break it down like I was Robert Plessis, don't know.
Yo, that was pretty dope, man.
Yeah, it was cool.
Cool. That ain't nothing. Go in and out.
Yeah, know. It is in and
pretend
out.
Pretend another happened.
So, yeah, what's that? Yeah.
Check this out. How about we talk about the Bible?
Yeah, cool. Yeah, just the book.
You know, as the book itself.
As yeah,
the book itself.
Keep it, yeah, just know? Keep it down to
and
the book.
And you have different versions of the Bible. You know, you have like the King James Version. You have what we have here.
Which is the
studio copy, the New World's World Translation of the Holy Scriptures.
Holy Scriptures.
And that's a book I know Jehovah's Witness Group uses.
Okay. That's, yeah.
But, yeah, so the Bible, I guess if we're going to start anywhere when talking about the Bible, we should start at the beginning.
Genesis. Yeah.
Start at the beginning.
God made the world in seven.
In the beginning.
In the beginning, there was nothing. It was darkness. Right?
Read it.
Oh, let's read it. Let's hit
the
it.
The first one. Yeah, all yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Genesis 1:1.
All right.
All right.
About to get my narrator on.
All right.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth proved to be formless and waste, and there was darkness upon the surface of the watery deep. And God's active force was moving to and fro over the surface of the waters.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Hey, well, on that end in itself, I'm talking about the Bible. Somebody wrote that.
Yeah, I was going to say, yo, you know, that's
it.
A nice little verse there.
It's very poetic.
Yeah, it's somebody a lot of good visual there.
Who
yeah.
wrote? Do you remember who wrote the book of Genesis?
Who wrote the book of Genesis? Is that like that'd be interesting to Wikipedia up.
Yeah, to find out who wrote the book of Genesis.
Yeah, but
all right, and we're going to stop there. I mean, you know, it's definitely not Bible class. We're just discussing the
Bible.
Yeah,
we're just looking, but as a document. Like, you know, it's, I mean, people have died and there's a lot of controversy over this document, but just looking at the document as it is, it's a work of, you know, it's a work of art.
True.
It's a work of narrative. A lot of stories in here, a lot of mythology in here.
Oh, man, we definitely don't go to church very much. We're not religious, as you can tell.
Yeah.
If anybody knows who wrote the book of Genesis, was Moses.
Moses.
Yeah, who that's else right. is going to write the book of Genesis?
Yeah, yeah.
But Moses, man.
Well, you know.
I feel ashamed, but, you know, it's cool. I ain't worried about it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, there was a lot of authors. I think it's, you know, how about the fact that, you know, people say you have all these different writers. Could you imagine, you know, like Stephen King, Stephen Pressfield, Ayn Rand, you name it. What's the from Philadelphia? Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Edgar Allan Poe, mm-hmm. all writing pieces of a Bible. Man.
That'd be a dope story.
You know what I mean?
Man, you get some dope stories out of
that. Yeah. Bro. If all authors got together and wrote a, you know.
That's like a team up right there.
That's a serious man. I'd love to see that happen, you know?
Yeah.
Like we just talked about, I mean, well, not just, but one of our earlier shows, we talked about The Watchmen, talking about Alan Moore.
Yeah.
You know, could you imagine if you had all of those different types of writers getting together?
Yeah. Has there ever been like a book mashups? Like we like different that? Styles and.
Yeah, there has.
Oh, yeah.
There was a real good one.
Okay.
The Bible.
There you go. So,
you know, on that, you know, you get into that.
Bring us back.
Everybody starts talking about different predictions. You know, you go through Genesis, it all starts. And, I mean, I guess in some way we've all had the Bible, no matter what our religion is, touch our lives in some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Whether somebody smacking us upside the head with it because we did something wrong, or somebody quoting from it, you know, to try to straighten us out. It's always been a part of our lives. Do you remember like any early experiences, stories with, you know, your life and the Bible?
Yeah, I think my first, like, again, I don't come from a very, very, it's like one of the hood religious families. Like, yeah, we've got God pictures around, but nobody really got up for Sunday to go to church. I got to go to work next day, you know. But it was, I used to get a lot of books, and a lot of books I used to get were from the church. And I used to get the, like, just random books, like Jehovah's Witness, the illustrated one for children, which was, like, awesome.
My book of Bible stories.
Yeah, that book was awesome. I used to read that every night.
Cover, red letters.
Yes, exactly. I remember, man, anybody has their hands on a copy, you know, I'll buy it from you.
You can get a copy.
I can get a copy?
Yeah.
It's
still in print.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Watchtower Bible Tract Society in New York, Brooklyn. Okay. You can get it ordered online.
Man, that's where I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And what was that again? Somebody else called it.
My Book of Bible Stories.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, while we're having a discussion, I'm going to Google it. I'm sure it's Googleable.
Yep, yep.
You know, and it has to come up. I mean, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses are all about their business.
Yes, they are.
As well, you know, they manage it well.
Organized.
With God's approval, one might say, some people.
Yep.
You know, but...
It was like the stories were... illustrated stories of the Bible, of these huge tales and everything. I thought it was an awesome piece of work. It was a very masterfully done, you know. And I'm, again, not talking about the getting to the religion of it, just as a piece of a document, as a piece of communication. I thought it was really awesome.
Yeah, I remember that. The art was awesome.
Yeah.
You know? That's funny, like, as now that I'm older, I don't even think about, you know, checking out the artists. So, like, who did the painting? Or even if it had the credits for the artist.
Yeah.
But... yeah, the art was solid. Yeah. I remember that all the time, you know.
Yeah.
I remember my mom, you know, because, you know, I would paint and stuff, and my mom would say, you know what, you need to go on over there, you know. Right, you need to go on over there and do that stuff, you know. Up in there, get yourself up in Bethel, and you could paint some pictures, you could be in the Watchtower, you know. And I was just like, nope.
Watchtower used to always have the illustrations, though.
Young mother's kind of. But like, I wasn't, you know, I didn't want to.
Yeah. Well, check out the Bible, like, you know, like, again, it's a document, like, of a great work. Just look at the titles of this joint, like Genesis, creation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you have Exodus, like a journey, like, not just a walking from here to Exodus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Leviticus, you know. Numbers.
My interesting chapter was Deuteronomy,
because
what I used to always think, I gotta tell, I'll admit this. Mm-hmm. I used to be, you know, in church and, you know, in what they call it, the Kingdom Hall. So I was in a Kingdom Hall, and whenever someone would mention the scripture Deuteronomy, I always think of that song, you know. And I'd be like, Deuteronomy, you know, Deuteronomy, every time, you know. And I used to crack up laughing in my head, Deuteronomy. So, man,
we read the first chapter of that. The first verse, just
of
so we
Deuteronomy?
keep it, you know. Yeah,
just
so we people aren't familiar. So these are the words that Moses spoke to all of Israel in the region of Jordan, in the wilderness of the desert plains in front of Suph, S-U-P-H, again, like we need to go to church, between Paran and Tophel and Laban and Heseroth and Disek. And, man, they would throw the big Bible words at me. Dizahab.
Well, yeah, those are a lot of Hebrew words,
yeah.
You know. during that time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but yeah, it's interesting. I think it's, you know, it records some history, you know, of families and tribes. And yeah, see, it's a, you know, amazing book. And there's, like you said, there's people who have fought and died and continue to do so. Yep. Over that book, you know?
It's, and it's a book. Like, think about that. At the end of the day, it's a book. It's true. Ideas.
But yeah, but the whole thing around it is not. And I think the Bible is a visual representation of that. But yeah. It's this whole.
But yeah, but yeah. They, but you keep it together in a book.
Yeah.
Like if you had a book and no one was reading the book, then yeah. No one would know this. No one can really go back and read the stories.
True. True.
So yeah. It is a book. It comes down to, like, you know, think about even this digital age. Like, it's, you know. Religion gonna be on chips, like it's the Bible.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so.
Yeah, true. And I guess, you know, on that end, I remember growing up, you know, and the Bible was definitely a part of my life, you know, because we went regularly to the Kingdom Hall, and I had to give talks and things. I had to stand up in front of people, do research on the Bible, do talks based on pulling scriptures. And I don't remember, you know, the actual scriptures and verses, chapters and verses, you know, quotes from the Bible. At one time I did, but you know, in general, I think that if any kind of book, doctrine, or teaching tries to promote the best in a person, you know, that's good. I think that when that, you know, and somehow people take it in a way where it kind of warps their normal perceptions.
Yeah.
And but then it's tough because it's one of those things. It's, you know, it's a tool, and that tool get in the hands of some people.
That's true. That's a good way to say it. It's a tool.
Whatever it is that they want, yeah. And control people. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, because ultimately it comes down to decisions of people. You know. It's, so if you, you know, if you take it into your life and you make it useful to you, then it's a good thing. If you take it into your life and it's harmful, you know, maybe it's not such a good thing. You know, that's a judgment call, you know?
Yeah. And I think, like you said, at the end of the day, it's just a book. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a book. But you're saying, but when it gets in the hands of somebody else and what they do with that book. But if the book was just left alone, you know?
You could just read it without the pressure.
Yeah.
And just, like, look at it for the stories. And it, like, it's a lot of beauty and just weirdness and just kind of, you know, it's just life. It's
beauty
life.
And weirdness. I like that.
Yeah, it is. It's that's what life is. And it's in here. And I think, like, the stop looking for so much justification in the book and just read the book and just give it a chance.
True.
And coming from me, you know, that's an endorsement.
All right. Hey, and well, even with the Bible with themselves, there are so many different versions of the Bible.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, keep it interesting, you know?
You know, like, everybody wants, again, we're talking to the control thing, that everybody wants, you know, their version. And people have argued about, you know, the understanding of one scripture or chapter, and they've segregated. I mean, they've separated, and they form new churches and congregations based on that. You know, Christianity split, Catholicism. You know,
and they split into smaller
and
groups.
There's so many different Protestants and this. You know, and even, you know, again, like, we're not religion specialists or buffs.
No, not
know,
at all.
But, you know, we talk and we have, you know, an opinion.
It's anything else, part of life. You know,
all types of things.
Yeah.
You know. So do you, I guess with that being said, you don't see yourself picking up the Holy Word anytime soon? And
no, I like I came when I, the Bible for me was is a book of these stories that, and that's interesting. Like when I was younger, I would think my view of the Bible was just of like a respect for the document itself as the stories. And it's only when adults started to kind of get my head about it where it starts spoiling the experience for me. Because I read this along with Greek mythology, with Egyptian mythology, with Norse mythology. And all these together still have the same similar themes. They're all talking the same thing. Mm-hmm. They're always talking about humans being moral and right and just to each other. So the stories are interchangeable for me. So is at the same time, I don't prescribe to a particular one, but I think they're all true at the same time. You know, so I don't feel like I have to pick a particular flavor.
Yeah, yeah. I was just trying to see if there was a, you know, we talked about the different versions of the Bible there are, you know, so I was just kind of, you know, seeing if it was Googleable and what came up, you know, but it's pretty much saying that there are, you know, dozens of different English translations of the Bible. And that's pretty much it, like we're saying, you know, I couldn't name them all. I'm sure some theologian could, but, you know, I'm not.
Yeah, please.
You know, I guess you mean you, that's where you still have the basic Ten Commandments, you know, love your neighbor, don't murder anybody.
Yeah. Call it common sense. Or is it common?
Wash your hands.
Yeah, wipe your butt.
But actually, it's funny. I do remember that. It's telling like even about wash your hands. I think it was part of God's commandments, you know, to the Jews at that time. Mm. You know, we wanted cleanliness.
That's probably like, you know,
talking about germs and
things, yeah, like yeah, know? Keep yeah. Don't pick up manure and then eat a sandwich. That's a bad idea. Why? Just because it's a bad, it's germs. I don't know what you're talking about. All right. God said don't do it. Okay.
Damn. Yeah, that's true. That's an interesting way to look at it, you know? Yeah. Yo, but what do you think about the grand villain in the Bible?
The devil.
Dun, 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 dun.
Lucifer.
He's got the longest skinny mustache.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
God, I see your creation. I'm going to do it.
What do you think about him? Old Beelzebub, Lucifer, Satan.
Yeah, I'm going to get really beat up for this last one. Uh-huh. But he's a badass, though. I mean, again, this is coming from just purely God. He's like the villain. You got to have the antithesis, you know what I mean, to the good, real good, otherwise it'd be boring. You needed to have that in a good story.
Like yin and yang balance.
Yep. You got to have
the yin. Can't be no yin without the yang.
Yep. That's even another good point. Yin and yang are such these pure stories, and everything else kind of evolves from adding the backstory to that. Because the Bible is about the whole good and evil, yin and yang, this classic struggle.
Yeah.
You know, that's in all stories.
Yeah.
You know.
True. And I guess, yeah. like you say, if you can pull that abstract concept out and apply it to the Bible and Christianity mm-hmm. and people's belief of God and the devil, yeah, you can apply it to all different times. You can apply it even to a Duracell battery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, positive and negative.
Yeah, you can. Yep.
You know?
That's the electrical same fields.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Yeah. And then that, I don't know. We don't have all the answers. We're just observing.
Yeah, we're
bringing out points.
Paying attention and talking about it. And
I think on some things, I think the thing to kind of learn is that, some conclusions you just can't draw.
No, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like we said a lot of things, and a lot of people say, well, what is that? All right, so what are you saying? What are you guys saying? What are you saying there on Open Neck Show about God and what I believe? I'm not saying anything.
I ain't saying nothing.
You know, I'm not drawing any conclusions, just making a parallel of, like we said, I think that's, just to repeat yin and yang, like a battery, positive and
positive
negative.
Positive and negative, good and evil.
Good and evil, God and the devil.
Yep. Yeah, you know? Light and
yeah. Yeah. Up and down.
Yep. Left this right. Yeah.
Man, I don't know for whatever reason, but that just took me off on this whole Dr. Seuss thing, up and down, in and out. You know, I was thinking of the Go Dog Go.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. But anyway, so
Dr. Seuss next one.
Yeah, so you've got Satan. I mean, I've never personally believed in this all evil guy just kinda hanging out and just spends his whole day kind of just thinking of how he's going to get me. That's it. You know?
Tying your shoelaces together.
Oh, that's all you think about. Actually, I think about, my brother was a lot like that. He's trying to get me.
Our little brothers were that was your big brother. My little brother was the devil.
Oh, man, that's crazy. You know, when you think about it that way. But, I guess it's all wild. You know, I guess, the whole book of Revelation. You know, closing in the last days, Armageddon, and there's all kinds of twists of people believe on that. And the details.
The suspense.
The details are fuzzy with each group. Yeah. But one thing we all have in common is that it's just supposed to just be messed up.
Yep, Ragnarok for the Norse,
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, Ragnarok, the Twilight of Gods. Same thing with the Greek gods. They had a time where everything would just end and collapse upon itself, where the new gods would replace the old gods, and everything would renew.
Yeah.
Everything about humans is about renewal and starting over again, life and death.
Yeah.
You know, death being the negative, life being the positive. So I think you're going to find I think that's just if people consider that, it's their stories. You open them up a little bit and you don't lose any of the value of them. You actually enrich it by just kind of opening it up a little bit. And when, true, false, who cares? You know, at the end of the day, it's about how we interpret and how we move forward as a species.
Yeah.
You know, that's why the book, is important. The Bible, I think, is important. It's an important document in our evolution as a species.
Yeah.
If it wasn't there, what would have been there?
And some people believe that because the Bible mentions a certain group of people and prominence, that those people are indeed prominent.
Right.
And that's not necessarily so.
Right. Yeah, if you infer that from here, it's like interpretation.
Yeah.
And again, wrong tool, wrong hands. Yo, you shouldn't have that power drill. Put that down.
Yeah, yeah.
We're too late.
Yeah, and you see people, and people put their hands on it. They swear by it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Man, it's, I mean, it's always been tied into the world, into the government. You know, actually, it does remind me of one scripture in there where Satan tempts Jesus. And then Jesus,
on the cross, right?
No, on the cross. This is before Jesus is, this is like early.
That's right. He was like through his life.
He tempts him, man, because he wants him to bow down and worship him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Satan says, you know, he says, he shows him all the kingdoms of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, if you bow down to me and do just one act of obedience, I'll give this to you.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, from where I came from, a religious understanding was that that proves and shows that Satan controls the governments of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were his to give,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so that's what they use to say that, you know, the governments in the world is pawns of the devil.
Right.
So to speak. So you shouldn't get involved in politics and religion and military, because that's Satan's world, you know. But on another hand, Satan's a liar. He could have been like, I'll give you all of these, you know, because they're mine, and lying. Yeah. Why is for 1 second you even going to believe him? He's the devil. So he goes, you know, oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they had us on that point.
Yeah, yeah.
You raise your hand as a kid, you're like, but he's a liar. He could be lying.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be like, shut up. You are speaking the tongue of the devil.
But yo, you just said he's a liar. I just had
this epiphany right now.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm free.
Yeah, you go. Run. Run, Ra, run. Take this with you. You know.
Oh, man, that's crazy. But, man, talking on the whole religion thing, shout out to Paul von Sarge. He wrote a book called Tongues.
You're telling
me. It deals with Armageddon and angels and a whole bunch of, you know, and it's set in Philadelphia.
Yep. You did an illustration for the cover.
I did the cover. Yep. Yeah, it was a painting.
It was your angel series.
Yeah. Did the painting for the cover, you know, so it's cool. It's interesting. I know that religion and the Bible and all those teachings are definitely part of, you know, how I think and even create on that end, you know. So the Bible's influential in, you know, in all of our lives, all of humanity. We say no other book has affected, I mean, mankind like the Bible.
Yeah. Yeah, we think we can link some of some of the paintings you did, religion, the Roman religion,
along to this podcast. Yeah, we'll podcast. Put something in there and connect people.
Yeah, okay, so that'll be coming up.
Yeah, to check them out.
Cool. Yeah.
All right, and I will swear, you know, putting my hand on the Bible, that we will be back again.
All right.
For doing more Open Neck shows.
Open Neck.
Open Neck.